A Duff Said is brought to you by Sheldon Street Pizza. Visit them online at sheldonstreetpizza.com or stop by Sheldon's during your next trip to Lake Orion. Sheldon Street Pizza, the official pizza of A Duff Said. And by Fourth Coast Cider Works, quality craftsmanship, quality hard cider. You can check them out online at fourthcoastciderworks.com or come get a can or a howler at their Canterbury Village location. Not available for anyone under the age of 21. Please drink responsibly. You are coming off a solid road win against Michigan Tech. Another good day for your defense. You guys shut out the Huskies in the second half and held them to 176 yards of total offense and just two scores. I posted this on Twitter the other day. No team has been able to score more than 14 points in a game against your defense so far this season. What has this start meant for your players on defense?
Obviously, it's exciting. I thought we had a really good defense a year ago. And so we had a lot of guys back from that defense. It's a well-experienced and a veteran group. And so they're highly motivated and they really play for each other. And I think that's, the key to it all. And so they've just kind of taken it to another level this year.
Your offense also came to play this past Saturday. Isaiah Malcolm had 174 yards rushing, and he scored two touchdowns. Something else I've noticed about you guys, this start that you've been on, this 4-0 start that you guys have put together so far, it seems like each week you got a new guy that's showing up for you on offense or defense and making a big impact for you. This week it was Isaiah. How thrilled have you and your guys and your staff been that you guys have been able to really balance your offensive attack and not have to rely on just one guy?
Oh, yeah, obviously that's critically important. We do have a lot of weapons, and we've utilized all of our weapons in each one of our games. It's just been, we haven't had to showcase, one guy or another guy. We've spread the wealth, and so Tyler Amos has been a really productive running back for us, and he kind of, tweaked his ankle, and so we kept him out because we didn't want that to get any worse. And so Isaiah had to shoulder a little bit more of the load than he has in the previous weeks. And so he obviously took advantage of that and had a big day. He is a grad transfer. So he is a senior. He's a transfer from University of Penn. And so he's an Ivy League guy, and he was, his junior year at Penn, he led the, his conference in yards per carry and all-purpose yards and yards from scrimmage, and really had a very productive year. So he's a special guy. He's like 5 foot, probably six, 190 pounds of muscle, and he's very dynamic, very explosive, very hard to tackle, breaks a lot of tackles. He's definitely a difference maker for us.
So he was definitely ready to come in for you guys and shoulder the load as soon as he was called upon.
Yeah, he's great. He's he brings a lot of leadership to our offense. He brings that veteran presence. Obviously, being an older guy, he's been around college football for a long time, so he knows how to work. He's been in a lot of big games, and so he definitely brings that presence for us.
How did he come to be from being in the Ivy League to being a part of your program at the Division II level? Were there some conversations there, or did he reach out to you and show some interest?
Yeah, so when you're an Ivy League guy, you don't get a redshirt year, and so anybody that's, at kind of one of those schools, because of COVID, you missed a year. Well, you don't get the extra year at those schools. And so it's four years and you're done. So, in Ivy League schools, there's really no redshirting. You don't get the redshirt. There's a lot of kids that are in the transfer portal that are from schools like that. And so, we were shopping around for a running back, and his name came across our desk and we started talking and really just fell in love with him. And and I think in his sophomore junior year, he won a state championship in the state of Georgia. And then his senior year in the state of Georgia, I think he finished second in the state of Georgia for runner-up to the Gatorade Player of the Year, which is in the state of Georgia, that's incredible, and so we just loved what he brings. He returns punts, he returns kicks, so he brings that dimension as well. And he's really had a big explosive play in every one of our games this year. I think in the first week he had took a screen pass like 75 yards. It got called back, but it was like a holy cow play. And he's had a long punt return. And last week he had a 75 yard run. So he's got that special it factor.
Now, being from Georgia, he's probably still trying to adapt to the cold that you have here at Michigan, as well as Penn. And you guys just took your trip to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan last week. I'm sure that had to be quite a difference from what he would have been used to down in Georgia, being up in the UP.
Yeah, it was. It's a good thing it was just in September here. So we lucked out. We got a nice 60-degree day, and we had a little bit of rain on Friday, but it was about as good as it can get to play a football game up there.
And that was a road trip for you guys. We talked about it last week. Kind of a mini vacation of sorts, but you had a job to do and you got it done against Michigan Tech. How satisfied were your guys when you were going the opposite way on the Mackinac Bridge back to the Lower Peninsula with a victory?
Yeah, I mean it was a business trip. I mean, we talked about it with our guys before we left. It's just a little mini vacation from my perspective, in that I get 2 days on the road with my team, and there's a lot of extra time that you get to spend with guys on the bus and watching movies and hanging out in the hotel and in the lobby and having team meals. And so there's just a lot of time to just interact with guys, and that's what makes those trips so fun. So much of this is just work, 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 and meetings and practice, and so there's not always that a lot of time just to sit and visit with your players. And so I guess that's what I mean when talking about going on a mini vacation. It's really just the opportunity to sit and eat a meal with your guys and just talk about whatever, and so that's what makes those trips fun, is there's just a lot of time just to spend with your team.
That is something very special. Obviously, these guys are here to play football. That's what brought them to Saginaw. That is their main focus. But when these guys look back on their time with Saginaw Valley State, how much do you hope that they take those experiences with them as well?
My goal is for when guys walk across the field on senior day, just to come up to me, and I hope that they give me a hug and just tell me, Coach Brady, thank you for everything you've done for me. I love you, Coach. And that's what it's all about for me. And so my staff and I, all we want to do is when the kids, it's time to say goodbye, that they look back and say, man, that was the best decision I ever made, was going to Saginaw. And, that they're really an advocate and a promoter of Saginaw Valley football, and that they just feel like it was the greatest experience of their life, and so that's really what it's all about for me, is I just I want every player to earn their degree, and I want every player to look back and say that was the greatest experience of their life.
Speaking of experiences, you guys are going to experience a lot over the next couple of weeks. You're going to see Michigan Tech again down the road when you face them on November 12th on Senior Day. What expectations do you have for that rematch?
Oh, it's going to be tougher. It's going to be harder. It's whenever you play someone, a second time or a third time, like it's just you just have a better sense of like your opponent, and you understand what everybody's going to do in terms of offense, defense, and schematics, and you understand the personnel better. So it'll be tougher. It'll be tighter. It'll be more competitive. That's just the way those things go. It's just like, doesn't matter if it's college football or college basketball, You see these teams in, the Big Ten tournament, and they're just tough battles that come down to, the very end. And so that'll be what I'll expect second time around.
I know every game that's on your schedule, it is an extremely important game. Each week is a battle in and of itself, but we're kind of coming to a meaty portion of your schedule over the next few weeks. You play two of the toughest teams, not just in your conference, but in the entire nation. You got Grand Valley State this weekend on the road, and then you play Ferris State, the defending D2 national champions. When you look at the schedule and the tasks that you got coming up ahead over these next few weeks, is there a little uneasiness about having to play them back to back, or do you feel like this is a way to really determine where your team stands?
Yeah, honestly, we're just we're just looking at them one week at a time, and that's just been our approach from the beginning. And our greatest opponent is ourself, and so we feel like the only team that can beat Saginaw is Saginaw, and that if we play our best, we feel like we can beat anybody, and so that's really what it's all about for us. It's just a nameless, faceless opponent, week after week here. So you can't get too caught up in your schedule and looking ahead. I mean, we have no control over our schedule and how our league determines who we play and when we play and where we play. And so honestly, our schedule's been extremely tough from the beginning. We had Bowie State was the ninth ranked team come to our place, and then the very next week, you got to go and be on the road and play, your crosstown rival in Northwood in the Expo, which is the biggest game of the year for us. And then you got to follow that up by, getting on a bus and going 11 hours and going to play a team, Michigan Tech, all the way up there at their place, who beat us the year before. So, it don't matter. I just keep going down the line in terms of our schedule, and we talked about it in camp. There was it doesn't matter how many games we win. There's not going to be any time to sit back and enjoy any of them, because it's just going to be on to the next one. There's just big game after big game after big game, and so for us, it's a one game season every week. It's just one game at a time.
The school has billed this game as the Battle of the Valleys between you and Grand Valley State. What's it been like for you to have been a part of this particular rival since you've been the head coach over at Saginaw Valley State?
Yeah, it's a fun experience. There's a lot of cool events. It's a great cause. Both schools are involved in a fundraising campaign as well, and so that's really cool. So there's all kinds of stuff going on around campus about donating money and trying to beat Grand Valley in terms of raising money for this event, which is really neat. So it kind of feels like it's got a homecoming vibe to it here on campus. I've heard a lot of students are making the trip over, so I'm excited. I'm sure Saginaw Valley is going to be very well represented at this game over in Allendale this weekend. But having been a part of this rivalry as a player and as a coach, it's just it's always special. I mean, this has always been a very well sought after game that that garners a lot of attention, and so it's always a battle. And so we're looking forward to getting out there and battling again on Saturday.
I'm thrilled you're going to have some of your folks out there cheering you guys on because Grand Valley has always had a solid program with a great fan base. They get pretty loud for their team out there. What's it going to be like for your guys to play in front of that environment?
I mean, it's exciting. I mean, it's always it's all of our dreams to, go play in front of 100,000. And so we're going to go over there and probably play in front of 17,000, and it'll be a packed house, and it'll be loud, and they got a cool environment, stadium. And so I told our guys, like, man, just smile and take it all in, and enjoy the moment, live in the moment, be in the moment, Because this is why you work so hard in the off season. This is for opportunities like this. And so, you know, go over there and, you know, give it everything you got, and, you know, just take every single, second in, because it's going to be, can be stuff and memories that are going to last a lifetime.
Just like we were talking about a moment ago, these are going to be some experiences that these guys will treasure for a long time. Kind of sizing up Grand Valley. Grand Valley is 4-0. They are coming off an impressive win over Wayne State this past Saturday. Based on what you've seen so far, what kind of challenges are you going to be up against when you face them on Saturday?
Yeah, Grand Valley obviously poses a lot of challenges. They're a really good football team. And so they're very well coached, got a really good offensive line, really good run game, good running backs. They got a dynamic dual threat quarterback. They got athletic receivers. They got tight ends that do a very good job blocking. And then defensively, they're one of the best defensive units probably in the country. Very tough stop in the run. They play a lot of bodies as well on defense. So they probably rotate 17, 18, 19 guys in the regular. So they keep guys fresh, and you see a lot of different faces out there on defense, and that served them very well. So, you know, and then they have a really good kicking game, and they do a good job on special teams. So they're a very well-rounded team. We're going to have to be at our best, and, you know, we're going to have to go over there and earn it.
Not only is this a battle between two nationally ranked teams, but first place, it could be very well on the line in the GLIAC after this one. One of you guys is going to be 1-0 in the conference after this one. So obviously, there are no gimmies in the GLIAC, but whoever gets this one particularly is definitely going to be the team that earns it. What is your main focus as you guys try to continue the momentum that you guys have been on and get that first W in the GLIAC?
Yeah, you know, really our focus just is on our approach and our process and continuing to do what we've done up until this point. And so we're not trying to do anything different or anything special in terms of our preparation for this game. Just need to continue to do what we do and focus on what's got us to this point right now. It's got us to 4-0 and what's got us to playing at the level that we're playing at. And so that's really been our focus all week, and just trying to develop the right mindset and mentality for what we have to go do.
Well, I hope that somebody else emerges from your offense and your defense next week, because I have really enjoyed these past 4 weeks getting to introduce and talk about some of the many different players that you have on this roster. You've got some really impactful and tremendous individuals out there at Saginaw Valley State. Can't wait to keep talking about a new guy each week, and I'm anxious to see who's going to step up and be that guy next week. Coach Ryan Brady, thank you so much for making the time this week. I really appreciate it. Good luck this weekend against Grand Valley.
Thanks, Steph. I appreciate you having me on.
Want more on Saginaw Valley State football? Then head to my website, aduffsaid.com. For all things Aduff Said, you can listen on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.